So anyhow, first of all, congratulations. Wow, this is incredible. These data came in fantastic. But now let's talk about what it means. Let's talk about the targeted therapy first. What fraction of these patients got anti-BRAF therapy on relapse in the control arms?
That is a very interesting question. So we don't have all the full data on this, although the majority of patients who relapsed, of course, would then have gotten further therapy. The majority of them were not re-resected, rendered free of disease. I think 10% of them who relapsed could again be rendered free of disease. And that was evenly balanced, I think, between the arms. And in those groups, actually, the majority or a significant minority got immunotherapy, not targeted therapy. Although, obviously, the people who had been in the targeted therapy arm of COMBI-AD who relapsed, generally the investigators were going to give them immunotherapy because they would then break the code because it impacts the treatment. In the placebo arm, I think a significant group also got immunotherapy. They did not necessarily get targeted therapy. So the interesting question, which you're getting at, is could you simply wait and treat till later to see how those patients do? You can only do that if you guarantee that there's an absolute crossover in the placebo arm. Since that could not be guaranteed and was not part of the trial, you're not, Neil, going to be able to answer the question of targeted therapy now or later. Amongst my colleagues, most feel that once you metastasize, you should be giving immunotherapy frontline.
Sure, but let me ask you another question. I think you mentioned it was international. And most of the patients, were they in environments where they could get, further combination immune targeted therapy, theoretically, or were they, because there's countries where you can't access it?
Well, it's an interesting point. That trial started something like 4 years ago. So in not all countries in the EMEA, Canada and Australia, were the combination, was dabrafenib trametinib approved. So you're right, there was no guarantee that they'd be able to get it, which probably in part accounts for the fact that in the placebo arm, only a small number actually got targeted therapy.
Did you know that in breast cancer, I don't know how many years ago, there was the Scottish trial that randomized between adjuvant tamoxifen and tamoxifen on relapse?
I didn't know that one.
And guess what? They saw the exact same risk reduction adjuvant.
That's interesting. There is a trial that's ongoing in stage three resected melanoma in Europe. It's an EORTC trial where patients are randomly allocated to get the PD-1 antibody pembrolizumab for a year or placebo who have resected stage three disease. And they're guaranteed if they were in the arm that got the placebo, they could cross over on relapse. So that is Lex Eggermont's trial. And that will, we hope, answer the question of whether you should get it now or whether you should get it later. I would be willing to venture a bet that you're better off getting it earlier as adjuvant therapy than later as metastatic therapy.
Yeah, I mean, the tamoxifen trial showed there was a survival benefit to getting it as adjuvant therapy. So, but there rarely that you see that. But look, you have this kind of hazard rate. I think nobody's going to quibble with the fact that it's a great risk-benefit move, so to speak. But certainly, it sounds like going through a year of nivolumab is going to be a lot better than going through adjuvant ipi. So, do you think that it'd be possible to actually access that right now outside a trial setting?
Nivolumab in most places in the U.S. is available through the patient access program. In other words, if you apply to insurance and you have resected stage three or four melanoma and you apply for nivolumab and you get turned down, you'll get it for free through the patient assistance program, which I think is a very wise move.
Yeah, that's awesome.
There will be no expanded access trial as there was for ipilimumab previously. And the reason why is I think that the FDA today moves so quickly that given the quality of those data, I would venture a guess that both Dabtrem and nivolumab will be approved early in 2018. So there's no reason to do an expanded access trial. They just make it available.
Right. Yeah, that's great.